Welcome to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt, international media celebrity, supermodel, and renowned beauty and lifestyle expert, as well as founder and CEO of Envelop Her, multimedia platform for women, and sought-after inspirational speaker on women's issues. You'll connect with Clarissa's super influencer celebrity friends and experts as they speak about health, wealth, beauty, lifestyle, business, the love of giving, and the love of living a model life. Now, here is Clarissa Burt.
Hey, everybody. Yep, you are in the limelight once again this week. And I am so excited. You know, I just love the people that I have on my show because they are truly handpicked. It doesn't come, you know, from any sort of, you know, magical or mystical place, but there are people that I really want you to hear. There are messages that I really want you to get, and there's a gentleman that's on with us today that I think is someone that every woman needs to hear, and who is doing something really extraordinary and wanting to help couples stay together in their relationships. If I tell you the name of the book, you're going to think it's probably all one-sided. And I did a little bit more research on our guest, and he really does want couples to stay together. And he gives you the tools to do that before you go to the I do phase. And so I was really, I'm thrilled to have Mr. John Sterling Kinross on with us this morning. And I want to welcome you on board, sir.
Good morning. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Well, John, you are an accomplished author, but before that, you were a financial consultant, and you were a forensic accountant, I believe, is how it all started for you. And with over 20 years of you testifying in divorce court, you got to a point where you started to see a pattern. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. Yes. Unfortunately, the earning spouse, usually the male, at least in my past 20 years, is the one holding all the cards in court. And unless the woman comes into the court well-prepared, and this starts years before, she is going to be, as the title of my book says, screwed. No,
right.
Can I explain the title a little bit?
I would love it. It's How Your Husband Screws You in Divorce, which
yes.
I think is extraordinary. And, yeah, I would love very much. I wanted to get a sort of a sense as to why first you were sort of maybe even fed up or frustrated with watching these women go down the way they did and then, you know, write a book like, you know, How Your Husband Screws You in Divorce.
Yes, there's a level to it. That's the thing. That's really the shock title. And yes, there are stories in the book, about six or seven stories in the courtroom, from the courtroom, that give lessons as to what the lady should or should not have done in court and even approaching the court years mm-hmm. before. And so unless
right.
you're prepared, you're going to get the short end of it.
Exactly. Well, let's take a step back a second. So women, you know, we fall in love and we see Prince Charming and we believe in the dream, and the dream being we want to get married and we want to have a family and it's forever. Because I believe that most people, when they walk down the aisle, John, they do believe that it's forever. And, you know, they want to believe that it's forever. And for the most part, I think I can say that, you know, we all know that divorce courts are pretty full. And so what is it that a woman, and by the way, the other side of your book is called How to Bulletproof Your Marriage from the Disaster of Divorce. And, of course, it is a disaster because there's really no win-win, is there, for anybody. I mean, nobody wins in divorce. So what is it that that you sort of, you know, would like to see women do before they walk down the aisle?
Well, as you mentioned earlier, I have checklists in the book, which mm-hmm. Is a distillation of all the lessons that these courtroom stories bring out. And these checklists tell you at whatever stage you're at, pre-marriage, whether you're in marriage or whether you're in the divorce court, there's a checklist for you.
Right.
But what you should be doing prior to even if you're a bride, you should have a lot of things settled before you even tie the knot. And that's very important.
Such as?
Well, all right. I've got the book here. Why don't I just look at a quick checklist?
Sure. You know, and I wanted to talk about who the book is for also, John. This is for women who don't want to get screwed in divorce, obviously. This is also a book for couples who want to be confident navigating marital finances because, you know, I was watching a YouTube video that you did, and you had said in this interview that the A number one motive for discourse in a marriage is money and finances and how the money is being spent and who's spending the money and how it, you know, again, how it's being spent. This is also a book for husbands that want to empower their wives, which, you know, I think is quite extraordinary. Couples that want to preserve their marriage because these are people that really don't want to go to divorce. By the way, these, you know, again, as we had said, it's for single and married women. So, you know, everybody, this book is pretty much for everybody that's, you know, either, again, walking down the aisle, getting ready to walk down the aisle, or as you had said before, you know, who has already been married. So, what are a couple of the, you know, if you can give us just a couple of the things that you suggest that women do before they say, I do.
Okay, here we go. Here's my informal pre-marriage checklist. This is informal. This is a long, long one, but this is some of the essentials. Get these settled before you tie the knot. Your living arrangements. And secondly, you must agree to jointly manage the money. That's an agreement you must have. Secondly, what about bank accounts? Do you have a joint account or do you have each separate accounts or do you have both? What about the savings account? Thirdly, what about the household bank account? Which spouse operates it? You know, practically speaking, one or the other has to pay all the bills monthly. The other one sort of looks over the shoulder, and you know, this is what the joint account is doing. Everything's cool. Thirdly, what is credit card management? Is that a big one?
Oh, sure.
And another one is savings for a home, for education, and for retirement. Now, here's the thing. Once you get married, you automatically almost start accumulating assets. It's just the nature of marriage. Isn't that wonderful?
Right.
You've got to face it right up front. How are you going to do it? How do you do it? So a lot of questions and answers you have to get for yourself there. And lastly, you have to have wills and life insurance. Okay.
Right. Now,
so
for the event of the passing of a spouse, for sure, because, you know, life is life, and we never know what is waiting for us around the corner. But you also talk about things like IRS levies. I'm going to tell you, I plead ignorance, and I don't know what that is. What is that?
Well, supposing your spouse, you know, for some reason or other, whether the spouse has a business or whether goes to the casino or something and gets a levy from the IRS, a demand to pay taxes on some unreported income. So I've seen that practically destroy marriages, and I've seen couples who don't get married in community property states because they're afraid of what the other spouse is doing, and it's liable to land on their lap. Because, of course, once the IRS files a levy, they don't care which spouse it's on. If you file jointly, you're going to have to pay.
Right.
And I have one story in the book of one girl who actually had to do that. It practically ruined her life. She finally got divorced her husband, and a year later she gets a levy from the IRS because he had some shady deal that he didn't report.
Right.
That's
you know,
one
John,
thing.
as we all know, ignorance is not an excuse. Going to the IRS and saying, I didn't know. I had no idea. He never told me. I'm pretty sure the IRS doesn't want to hear that. They hear that all the time.
Yes, and they'll collect twice, too, if they can. Yes, you've got the whole message is you've got to know what's going on. And if you're worried about what's going on, you file your tax return separately. Now, your spouse is not going to like that because, of course, your tax goes up a teeny bit. But what you say is, look, sweetie, this is for estate planning. If you get knocked down by a levy, my account is okay. We can we won't be affected on my side. So all the money that I have under my name, which is really our name, is safe. You see?
Yeah. And it's absolutely great advice. And I think, again, women, when it comes to prenuptials, you know, they acquiesce. They want to go in again. The whole romantic concept or notion really takes over. Because what we're talking about here today sounds very contractual. It sounds very, I trust you, but I really don't. And you know, marriage is supposed to be based on trust, right? So how do you get around that uneasy and kind of queasy feeling of wanting to be in a romantic relationship and at the same time contractually wanting to protect yourself? What do you tell women?
Well, what do you tell the bride-to-be, certainly, is... Look, isn't it smart just to have a chat with your beloved as to how the marriage is going to work? Then you work your way through the informal checklist first. You know, then there's the long one after that. But it's not a matter of distrust. It's a matter of wanting to make this marriage work.
Right.
And that's how you do it.
And again, I think the most important thing is that women understand, brides understand, women that are already married understand that, you know, again, as we had said, money is such an important part. You know, again, marriage is, it's like incorporating, you know, I mean, there is a part of marriage that's sort of a business deal as well, right? And I keep coming back to that same concept, but I think I just want to drive home that women really do need to be covering themselves. Now, with that having been said, obviously it also happens to men in fewer cases. Am I right, John? Fewer cases where a woman is sort of screwing over the guy, correct?
Yes, that's true. Where the husband is wealthy, you do see times when the husband walks away with, you know, millions of dollars in alimony and cash payments. And I do mention that in the book. Yes, it's not all one-sided, but generally speaking, where the male is the earning spouse, that's the way it works. But it also works in nowadays, of course, usually couples are both working, but the principles are still the same. You still have to go into it as if...
I'm going to stop you right there, John. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm going to stop you right there because we have to go to break, John. Hold the thought.
Okay.
We will be right back. You are with John Sterling Kinross here on In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt, and we will be right back.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
I'm busy and so is my family. Leftover pizza and unhealthy takeout isn't really doing it for us anymore. Just ask my bathroom scale. That all changed when I found Freshly. For less than $10 a meal, Freshly delivers 6 meals a week, always fresh, never frozen, prepared by top chefs and nutritionists using the best, freshest, gluten-free ingredients. The best part is the menu is always new and fresh, just like the food, and it only takes 3 minutes for me to prepare breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and there's no messy cleanup and no dishes. My family loves the choices and the taste, and Freshly delivers to my home and my office, so I eat healthy all day, every day. If you're tired of the same old cardboard delivery and takeout, try out Freshly.com today and save $20 on your first order using coupon code VAH639 at Freshly.com. Your taste buds and your scale will thank you. So save $20 today with coupon code VAH639 at Freshly.com.
Are you ready for provocative discussions with some of today's most powerful movers and shakers? Tune in to The Art of Significance, featuring Dan Clark, the modern-day Napoleon Hill, who interviews the wealthiest, most successful celebrities and business leaders on the planet, who are using their influence to change the world. From authors to entertainers, sports figures, educators, to military leaders, Dan covers multiple topics. Tune in every Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Change starts here. Change starts now. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Yep, we are in the limelight today with John Sterling Kinross. He has written a book called How Your Husband Screws You in Divorce. And by the way, it's a catchy title, and certainly it certainly gets right to the point. But as we're at break, and I had mentioned before in the first half of the show, Mr. Kinross really wants to help couples stay together. In other words, the empowerment of a woman is a very important aspect in the financial part of a relationship or of a marriage. Am I right, John? Am I right when
Absolutely.
I say that?
Absolutely. The woman has to feel empowered that she is in control of the finances or the decision-making as right. much as her spouse.
Here's a question I have for you. So I'm assuming that a two-income marriage is different than a one-income marriage. And when I say one-income, he's going to work, he's got his own business, he keeps his own books, and she's at home, she's a homemaker, she's watching the kids, and she really doesn't have, very much access to what's going on with the husband's business. What do you suggest that woman does?
Well, the principles are the same. You mentioned that the wife doesn't have access. What more does the mutual, when the couple are mutually earning, what access does one spouse have over the other? The thing is, mm-hmm. you have to know. You have to know what's going on. So mm-hmm. All the principles are the same. The woman has to be empowered, and the men are nasty at this.
If
they're not nasty, but the nature makes us that way,
right.
We want to be the dominant one, but this is a partnership. Right. No, marriage contract is the only contract that can be broken without any consequence whatsoever, no immediate consequences. So mm-hmm. a woman can lose everything that she has,
she
thought was hers, or she can lose mm-hmm. half of what's theirs if she's not prepared. And that's right. why you set it up beforehand. Now, there is a way that marriages are going these days, especially dual earners, is through a family trust of some sort. You got mm-hmm. a house, dumps it in a trust. You have two right. trustees, man and wife. Now,
right.
you see? Don't you see? the wife has equal power to her mate, and nothing happens in that trust except she says okay, and she knows everything about what's in that trust and what's happening to it, and so on. So all your assets, like your cars, your your house, your cottage, your boat, whatever you're making, maybe even your ski-doo.
Exactly.
As you build assets in a marriage, which is a natural progression in marriage, you've got to have dual control, you see.
And so therefore you need the two signatures. When you build that trust, it's built because you need two signatures. And nothing can be done behind your back.
Absolutely. And now, you see, it changes the whole dynamic in the marriage. You see, now there's a total equanimity. Everybody is happy about what's going on. There's no real confrontation about assets because it's already, you're used to jointly deciding on everything, you see. There's no surprises here.
First of all, you become
a stronger couple this way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it eliminates arguments, as you mentioned, over...
Which are the root cause
of most divorces. Now, that leads to other things, of course, like infidelity and so on. We know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But 50%, when a bride goes into the to get married, she has a 50% chance of getting divorced today. I'd like to see that cut by at least half in the next few years. If every woman in America bought this book, looked at the checklist, and then if you're an aunt or a mother, teach your daughter, this is what you got to do.
Absolutely.
Marriage, you quickly reorganize all your assets on the basis of its estate planning, which it is, of course, as well, and so that you have mutual control.
Mm-hmm. The other statistic that I found on your website, which is johnsterlingkinross.com, is that 40% of couples can't identify how much the other half makes. I mean, that is crazy to me.
I can't believe
you can be married to someone and not know how much they really make.
That's crazy. I just saw a great one today. I'm on a case right now where a woman, unfortunately, is in the divorce court, and her husband is saying, look, I only make $4,000 a month. And you look at his W-2, that's right. But he owns the business. And what's happening to the bottom line of that business, you see?
Mm-hmm.
That's going nowhere.
Absolutely. This is something every woman needs to know.
I'm about to give that guy a big surprise because I'm not going to add his salary onto the bottom line. I'm going to add his mother he's got on the payroll. I'm going to add back, you know, all his car payments that he's making on his business and so on, you see?
Right. Well, I wanted to let everybody know also that How Your Husband Screws You in Divorce is going to be available on Amazon. But right now, I want everybody to go to johnsterlingkinross.com. You can sign up for the newsletter so that you get the information. You'll know exactly when the book is ready. As I understand it, John, it's going to be ready the beginning of December.
Yeah, that's the aim. We're still redoing some of the illustrations in the book. We have a wonderful illustrator, Robin Neal, who does illustrations for Vogue fashion illustrations, and the ladies love her illustrations.
Awesome. Well, that's really great to know. So the book again
as an illustration. She's
the book again.
Anyway,
and the book again.
Yeah, and Sterling, by the way, is spelled S-T-I-R.
L-I-N-G,
S-T-I-R-L-I-N-G, and Kinross. It's a bit of a mouthful. It's really
it's a beautiful name. I think it sounds very regal, quite frankly. So let's do that. John, J-O-H-N, Sterling, S-T-I-R-L-I-N-G, Kinross, K-I-N-R-O-S-S.com. John, Sterling, Kinross.com. Go sign up for the newsletter. And again, you'll be getting information and news, the news as it comes out as to when John's book is going to be ready, How Your Husband Screws You in Divorce. You know, John, there's something I also read that I found to be almost impossible, and that was something here about how a woman had asked for, was it child, a millionaire. She had a millionaire ex-husband,
yes.
But she was ordered to pay him child support.
Right. She got everything wrong in court. If you're unlucky enough to get into divorce court, hopefully you're not. She did all the wrong things, and you'll read all about it in the book. Well, and she was really quite innocent. She did everything quite innocently, but she absolutely put the judge off completely. She was thought to be a very poor mother, and that the husband was the only one looking after the kids, you see. So it ended up that she paid him, although she got a pittance for alimony, she had to pay part of it back. And
the
poor girl is now living with relatives, you know.
And you hear these stories all the time, John. I hear these kind of stories all the time, and it's really sad. And you know, by getting your book, following your book, and I'm assuming people can get with you directly. I mean, if they want to read the book, okay. But if they would like to get with you directly and work with you directly, is that possible?
I don't think my email is on the website
Let's tell everybody what it is. Do you want to tell people what it is now, or would you like to just wait until the book comes out?
Well, I'm trying to find one that works, not one that's so long.
Okay, no problem. We've got a website, and people know how to get a hold of you there, so that works just fine. John, we've got 1 minute until our beautiful interview is over. I can't thank you so much for being here, but I do want you to leave these ladies and those very few gentlemen with some parting words of advice.
I guess the parting word is the woman in marriage must be empowered to have mutual control over family assets and finances.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
And at the end of the day, what you're really trying to do with the book is keep these couples together and make sure that they have a happy, healthy, financial relationship. And once that's all, you know, that's all taken care of, everything else really, hopefully, should fall into place somehow. John, I can't thank you enough for being here again, everybody. John Sterling Kinroth has been in the limelight with Clarissa Burt, and we will be right back with another extraordinary interview.